you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, with whomever, under whomever, on top of whomever, side by side, reverse cowgirl, with whomever.
Reverse cowgirl.
Cowboy, with whomever, cow other, reverse cow.
Yo, yes.
Get permission first from the cow.
Can a cow consent?
No.
Well, they're smart enough to walk around and no, shit. They can't.
That's
they
about
don't.
It. Yeah.
They don't have consent.
They're great animals. Yeah, I love cows, but okay. They're not bright. Don't forget, we're gonna. I don't know. I forget where I was, but we're gonna be here for the next couple hours, streaming at you live, ladies and gentlemen. Then we're out as a podcast. Thanks for joining us. We're gonna be hurling e-turds at the right for the next couple of hours. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Thanks for joining us on a Trump-tastic, shit-tastic Tuesday.
Every day. Right. Oh, I was gonna say every day.
Every
is
day
a
is
Trump-tastic, shit-tastic
Jesus.
Day. Apparently,
man. Did you see? God, I'm so sorry. This really fucking burns my ass. The governor of Idaho wants Trump to look into the whole marijuana thing, and he wants the feds to crack down or something.
Oh, well,
what a dick.
Go.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to fly. Too many states are now making the money, and more states now seem to be voting marijuana initiatives in. Even Florida has medical now.
I mean, I got to tell you. If you happen to be listening in Idaho and you like the show, I'm going to go out on a limb and say you probably like to smoke a little herb. I'm sorry for you. I don't know what to tell you. Because if anybody needs marijuana, it's got to be some motherfucker in the middle of Idaho with nothing to do.
Right.
What do you do for
right.
fun there?
Who the hell cares? Let him smoke away.
He needs it. She needs it. Whoever.
Yeah. Tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen, at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also sling us a message over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yay.
And don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, join us in the struggle, in la resistance.
Oh, oui, oui, fuck you.
You can buy shit that you're going to buy on the internet through our Amazon hole.
Zoot alors.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, whatever you buy that session. Yeah, bookmark that shit.
Right.
Because every time you go, you got to use it. And whatever you buy, then we get a little nibble, a little taste, a little cut. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here.
Do you hear the people sing the song of angry men?
Probably not a great.
Oh, yes.
It's a great song, but spoiler alert.
Yes.
Things don't end well
right.
on the barricades.
No, no.
In the musical.
Not at all. Very sad.
Or in history.
Why didn't Jean Valjean just pay for that loaf of bread? That's what Donald Trump would say after watching Les Mis.
Right, the lazy taker.
Yeah, fuck him.
He's very Javert. We're in very Javert times right now.
Right. We really are.
This is our musical theater moment already. We knocked that one off
pretty
early here in the show.
Tick that box.
Let's see what's going on in the world. I'm a little out of touch. I'll be discovering things with everybody today.
Oh, everything's shitty.
Tech problems on
the
domain today.
Right.
But here's the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower. Dateline. February 21st, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
Los Angeles, California. These are your headlines. I fucked up.
No. But I will say this. There's one. Yeah, but each of those screens say the day.
What?
Don't all those screens say the date?
Yeah, I had the date. I had forgotten to say the
time.
Los Angeles, California.
Oh, yeah,
And
yeah.
Whenever I forget something that is usually, I know, wrote.
Oh, God damn it. I know it.
It completely throws me off.
Right.
Like, if I'm doing the opening, I could do that shit while I'm juggling and looking and reading something else. But if I stumble, then I'm fucked.
Why is the brain like that? Once in Chicago, I understudied a play. There were four characters in it. I understudied two of the parts, and I just memorized the whole fucking play. I had the hardest time just saying my own lines when I went on. I would just sit there. It was like singing along with an album, you know? And
Is it Animal Farm?
Right. No, that was something else. No, it was a rat.
Little pig, okay? The pigs were the bad guys.
Oh yes, you know those pigs.
Yeah,
you know
they're in the White House right now.
Pigs, yeah. Is Bannon resigned yet? But what about that shit? You put something up about him. It was really shitty.
He was over in Europe before, you know, Pence. Yesterday, I think it was, or you know, whatever, was...
Oh, yes, Pence.
Pence was over...
Dreamy.
Basically trying to stroke our NATO buds.
Oh, yes.
And let them know, don't worry about it, we're with you, despite what it sounds like.
Listen.
Orange Schittler is saying.
He had to do a two-handed stroke.
Yeah. Yeah, with a two knuckle in the hole. And
kung fu grip.
And so while Pence was over there stroking our NATO allies, apparently prior to that, reports are that Bannon had been over there basically saying, you guys should just break up the EU and stuff like that. I don't know. Let me get to that story.
Jesus fucking Christ.
It might be on our Facebook page. Go over to facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yes.
Where all the fun kids hang out.
You know, I posted a story about fucking zero personality Pence going to Europe. Isn't that depressing? I mean, I know he's got business over there, but can you? Europe's amazing, right?
Yeah.
The art.
So sad.
The architecture. Totally lost on that dweeb. Am I right?
I'm assuming he probably went to a church or two, but...
Oh, God.
I mean, that's kind of what you do in parts of Europe anyway.
Yeah.
Because the churches are 800,000 years old or whatever.
Here's every audio tour at a castle in Prague. You skip to the end where whatever priest, bishop, cardinal was in charge of that fucking thing, they end up getting thrown off the top floor of it, and then someone else is in charge. Yeah. That's how every story ends.
Yeah, there's a lot of killing.
Yeah, you Catholics.
Hey. I got out.
Oh, right.
I escaped. Although, I don't think there's any... Like, I never spun around three times and spit.
Right.
Or whatever. I never performed any magic ceremony to un-Catholicize myself.
Oh, shit.
So I wonder if by the
You're
magic...
You're still in it.
By the magic, I wonder. I don't think there is such a thing.
Yeah,
like the Mormons. Don't the Mormons have to
Yes, they have to do everything. It's all insane.
Don't they get lawyers after them and shit? No, I'm not kidding. Like I thought.
I don't know.
I thought it's like not easy to leave the Mormon religion, which sounds moronic. But where do you sign some contract when you're 18? Do they make you sign an actual physical contract?
They make you sign. You make some covenant.
But you sign a legally binding contract.
Well, no, I mean, it's stupid. It's with the fucking church and Sky God, but it's to say that I'm going to dedicate 2 years of my life out of high school to serve the church. You go on some bullshit mission, ride around on a bicycle with a tie. You've seen those people.
Yeah.
Very strange. But I would imagine, I mean, there's so much weirdness. A friend of mine, I don't know, she started dating this dude in high school, and she really, I don't know, fell for the guy. So she wanted to join. He was a Mormon, and she too then wanted to be a Mormon. Mm. Nuts. So she joined her church, the church, and I went with a bunch of friends to the ceremony for some reason. We were close friends with her. It's like a good friend of yours all of a sudden is joining some loony fucking cult.
I've never been to a Mormon mass. Ceremony? Sacrifice? Virgin sacrifice?
For whatever it is.
Orgy?
There is something.
Oh, okay.
There's a name for it because it's all bananas.
Temple?
She gets baptized and was dunked in a pool of
full dunkage, like the Baptists, or minor dunkage?
What do you think they are, pussies?
Well, I don't know.
They nearly drown them. They drown them, actually.
2 minutes under.
You are not a true Mormon unless you can drown.
She's a witch.
Yeah. No, it was some loony ceremony. And I remember thinking, God damn, this is bananas.
Oh, very strange.
We all went. We were close friends. I don't know.
I stood up. And quite literally, for a Greek Orthodox wedding. And it turns out those fuckers are marathons, man. I mean,
they're long.
It felt like several days. And unlike the Catholics, who knocked that shit out in less than an hour.
Bam!
This went on forever. And as a groomsman, the way they did it, you had to fucking stand there.
Oh, yeah.
And
you better not move one there was fucking
like a,
inch.
There was like a crowning and shit. Like what? They crown each other with.
Oh, God.
It's very, very strange.
I will crown you now.
Yeah, right.
When do I get crowned? Right. You have to be naked and shaved down?
Yeah, you got to consummate right there on the altar.
Oh, gross.
In front of everybody.
Blech. They did that in GOT.
Game of Thrones?
Right.
I don't remember that part.
Isn't there a scene where, yes. Whatever.
So the headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post.
This is my dick.
Such a proud time we live in.
Oh yes. We're trash.
It says Ice Age is the headline.
Oh yes. Liar.
Leads to a story. Donald Trump's DHS.
Yes.
Department of Homeland Security.
Oui, oui.
Respect my authority.
Mm-hmm. Nine.
Says that immigration authorities can deport pretty much any undocumented person.
Hey, congratulations, everybody.
Bag them, tag them, launch them.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Welcome to the land of the free.
What about dreamers?
You got to take a jackhammer.
Oh, yeah.
To that Statue of Liberty.
Oh, sure.
Where it says, give me your poor, your whatever, all that shit.
We're going to nuke it.
We don't mean that no more.
Well, Schindler never took that possibility off the table to use nukes on the Statue of Liberty.
Right. I never take anything off the table.
God. Such a dickhead.
A set of memos released today
from
the DHS reveal that the Prez has declared open season.
No shit.
Basically, on deporting anybody undocumented.
What a fucking asshole.
One of these things, these memos says, quote, the department will no longer exempt classes or categories of removable aliens from potential enforcement.
That, so
nobody's exempt anymore. Nobody is exempt.
That is designed to make it sound like it is something inclusive. Like, listen, now we're going to deport anybody, no matter what your status is. We're all about equality.
They expanded ICE, the Immigration Custom Enforcement Department. They expanded their ability to perform expedited removals.
Oh, perfect. What the fuck does that mean?
On people who've been living in the U.S. for up to 2 years. The United States, I read this part and I didn't quite understand it.
Yes.
The U.S. will also prosecute the parents of unaccompanied minors as smugglers. according to the document. So if they send their kids over with...
as smugglers.
Out them, they're... I don't understand.
They are bone smugglers!
They are creating some jobs, though. They directed they directed ICE to hire 10,000 people to go round up some brown ones. I'll bet there's a long line of people just aching to join. I'll join in hunting them down.
Hey, ironically, why don't you know, Schindler, why don't all those people you were going to deport, why don't you give them jobs at ICE? Why not? What's fucking wrong with that? See, why don't we... Okay, can I just talk... Tell me if I sound loony. But okay, so we have all these people that we're able to identify that are undocumented, whatever you want to call them.
Sure.
What about instead of the energy and the expense of deporting them, why don't you do something else like... What I just suggested! Give them a job with ICE!
The United Gay States of America.
That's what...
Can the
reaction
gays hire
is.
These people? You've been hired by the gays. So dumb.
However, there's some squealing going on.
Ooh, yes.
Over on the right.
Bucky.
Because apparently it doesn't seem to address or get rid of DACA.
Oh, yeah? Dreamers?
With the Dreamers, yeah.
So if you're a Dreamer, you can stay.
Well, so far.
Right.
The executive director of the National Immigration Law Center, Marilena Hincapié.
Hey, baby.
Said the memos are breathtaking in scope. They basically throw the rule of law out the window, she said.
God damn it, all you fuckers that voted for Trump. Do you not have brown friends? Do you not have gay friends? Are you just friends with white sausage dick people?
The ACLU has already issued a statement, said President Trump does not have the last word here. The courts and the public will not allow this un-American dream to become reality.
Oh, yeah.
So they're going to be a-suing. There you go. That's the headline over at the HuffPo.
Why doesn't Trump just cut through the fucking bullshit and just assign himself the emergency manager of the fucking country?
He's trying.
And just cut out the branches, all the other branches. Get rid of them.
That's the Republican way. Over at the Drudge Report, speaking of the Republican way.
I want a daddy.
Let's see what the impacted colon of journalism over there.
I want a leather daddy.
Thinks is going on at the Drudge.
They don't know. They don't fucking know. They're all sitting around on... They're all the Golden Corral being racist at the Spiral Ham Carving Station.
Picture Milo Yiannopoulos still. 2 days in a row, at the Drudge Report is Milo.
You know what's so great? Here's a fucking Republican icon. A guy that... What did he say? The guy that molested him was able to teach him
something
how to
like
blow somebody better.
He's so good at sucking dick now because of thanks to Father Jones or something like that.
God.
Or some kind of joke like that.
And
he came
racist.
Out and said that, you know, it was traumatic and that he tries to cope by using humor and things like that.
Okay.
But the whole conversation, I saw the whole conversation he talked about, and it was pretty...
Was it funny?
It was pretty... Not anti dudes having sex with boys.
Right. But did you...
It was...
Did you laugh?
Slightly pro that. What?
Did you laugh? Did you find Milo funny?
I've never found Milo funny.
You see...
He's a Shaktarian.
Oh, yes.
And... I mean, there's really nothing. Occasionally, is funny, just in the obnoxious British effeminate dickwad kind of humor, stereotypical humor or whatever. But he, for the most part, is just a loathsome
turd.
You
know, he's like one of these right wing nut jobs. They say something shitty, and then they say I was joking, or I was trying to be funny. But
Trump did that through the whole fucking election.
But let's call that fake news. Because it's never funny what they say. And that doesn't really feel like it's in the spirit of what you would call a joke. It actually is the opposite. It's hateful and mean.
I don't get it. Yeah.
So they're lying to us when they say they're joking. They're not.
Leads to a, it says bad boy leads to a Daily Mail story.
Ooh, yes.
And you know, the Daily Mail, they like to have headlines that are paragraphs.
Yeah.
Here's the headline of the Daily Mail story.
Right.
Firebrand conservative columnist Milo Yiannopoulos quits Breitbart after he was accused of defending pedophilia, but storms, quote, this is a politically motivated witch hunt. Fuck you for that.
That's not the fucking headline.
Unquote.
That's the whole headline.
That's the headline.
Now
at
you
the Daily
don't need
Mail.
To read the article. Well, I don't need to read it. That's the best paper on the planet. Thank you.
Then there's bullet points.
No.
And then you can get down, scroll down into the whole story and the pictures.
Is there more on the pedophilia? Pedophilia? Firebrand and pedophiliast.
The first bullet point. Firebrand alt-right columnist dramatically announced he was leaving Breitbart after video surfaced of him speaking about pedophilia.
Pedophilia!
He was accused of condoning and defending pedophiles by speaking about coming-of-age relationships being criminalized.
Right.
Oh, coming-of-age relationships. Coming-on-age.
Oh, yes. By the way, when Alex Jones, yes. We played a clip of him the other day, and he said the word pederast, it's the funniest thing ever. Pederast. It's fucked up.
British-born, self-styled, dangerous faggot, 32, it's how he refers to himself.
Pedophilia!
Has said he was not defending pedophiles.
Is that on his business card? That description?
I'm not defending pedophile or self-styled, dangerous faggot? I don't know, it might be. That's how he seems to have referred to himself.
Associate Vice President.
So there you go, that's... The headline, bad boy.
Oh, jeez.
Bad boy, what you gonna do?
Right. Well, you're a fucking racist, hateful douchebag.
Right.
Who wants to hear from that?
Lost his $250,000 book deal.
Oh, shit.
Simon & Schuster was even like, the pedophile stuff is a little too far for us even.
Does that not...
The racism, the misogyny, the xenophobia, the alt-right... Dickitude. That's all okay.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you're a publishing company that's a little smaller than Shyman and Schuster, then you're a little opportunistic cunt. You go up to Milo and say, hey, we'll give you a deal. You can make the book, and you just slash his price by like 10. And you give him a deal. And then you're a piece of shit.
Those are your headlines, ladies and gentlemen and others.
No
thanks
shit.
For listening here. That story about Bannon that
yes.
we... had touched upon earlier. Apparently, a week before our Christo Mula one grabber or slash impeachment away
backslash
from the presidency,
nice!
Mike Pence.
Oh yeah, what a perv!
Was in Brussels. I hear they have great sprouts.
Oh, yeah. He loves it.
And
I bet he likes vegetables.
He was there, like we said. He promised, quote, America's steadfast and enduring commitment to the European Union.
Do you think he orders a porn channel on his hotel room and just like
there's some toe tapping, maybe
jacks himself off to sleep?
That virulently anti-gay. I don't know what's going on. He might
I
be
won't
grinding.
Go back. Right.
Mother might be back home.
I won't miss.
I think he calls his wife mother. I think I read an article about that one time, and somebody was disconcerted because they're like, wait a minute, this isn't the 1600s.
It sounds like that fucking movie Psycho. Or
yes,
something.
Mother.
That you know what I mean? It's creepy.
So, apparently Steve Bannon,
mother,
met with a German diplomat a week before Pence was trying to smooth feathers over there. And according to people who are familiar with this meeting with this German diplomat that Steve Bannon had.
Yes.
basically Bannon told the guy that the EU is a flawed construct.
Oh, shit.
And that they favored conducting relations
oh, yeah.
with Europe on a bilateral basis.
God.
I think that's written. Damn. I don't know if that's written. I think they mean like in an individual basis.
Okay.
Like we don't want to deal with the European Union.
Right.
We want to deal with France. We want to deal with Spain. We want to deal with Italy separately.
Right.
Is Bannon's wet dream.
Well, aren't you, motherfucker, it's not like you're, he's an apocalyptist, right?
Apocalypticist.
Oh, yeah, apocalypticist.
Or is it an apocalyptic? No, apocalyptic.
It's an apocalyptist.
Apocalyptist or an apocalyptic. Anyway, he's a bad shit.
Yeah,
he's trying to destroy everything.
But just because we acknowledge a European Union and NATO, it's not like you're never. It's not like you're not ever going to call up Spain and say, hey, Spain, what's up? Blah, 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 blah. What about this? Or fucking France, right?
Right.
Is he trying to make people think that we're just, it's just like Sign of the Beast shit. All of a sudden you're dealing with some Borg and it's like,
I guess.
Fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's a little Jesus-y too. I didn't realize that Bannon was really as God-ish, but man.
God damn.
What
a horrendous individual. Oh, geez. I'm an apocalypticist and I'm a big fucking Nazi.
According to three people.
Jeez.
Who were briefed on the meeting.
Ugh.
Were pantsed on the meeting.
Yes.
Spoke to Reuters. They say that the meeting did, the administration really confirmed that there was a little meeting. They spoke for a few minutes.
Yes.
But sources described a longer meeting.
Ooh.
In which Bannon took the time to spell out his worldview.
Was there a cock-off?
They say the message was similar to the one he delivered to a Vatican conference back in 2014 when he was running Breitbart still.
Oh, yes. Those were the best times, I bet. Could you imagine? They're back and forth to the Vatican. They're having these parties.
It says his remarks were delivered via Skype. He didn't even go to the Vatican.
God, you're such a fucking loser. Who the fuck are you that you can't go to the fucking Vatican? You're Steve Bannon. At the time, you're in charge of Breitbart. You can't be bothered to make a trip to the fucking Vatican. You run a website, you fucknut.
But he spoke during that Skype call, that Skype address, he spoke favorably about these European populist movements and talked about nationalism.
Oh, yes.
Wistfully talking about people who don't believe in this kind of pan-European union.
Oh, he hates those people.
Globalists.
Dude, he jacks off to how much he hates globalists. I think. I mean, that's the rumor.
He said that Western Europe was built on a foundation of strong nationalist movements.
Oh, yes, and big, thick cocks.
I think it's what can see us forward.
God. Wait. We're going to be seen forward by a bunch of nationalistic movements?
Yeah, apparently all these countries are like, we hate everybody else. Get away. Put up walls.
No! Listen, we went to Europe.
Yeah.
Do you remember going to Amsterdam and you go in the park?
Some.
Well, listen.
Yeah.
Concentrate.
Yes, it was my birthday, but yeah.
I'll give
you
a context. I'll see if you can remember something. Maybe just a little something.
Trigger it, yeah.
Could you remember?
I need to be hypnotized.
Right. Maybe you could. Do you remember there were parks in Amsterdam?
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember at these parks, after work, people didn't go to bars to hang out. They went outside. They went in the park. They bought a big fat spliff. Maybe you remember that part.
Yes, I do.
And a bottle of wine. And then everywhere, there would just be these, like, parties that just would happen out of thin fucking air. You're telling me those people want to put up walls? Bullshit. Yeah. They don't want that.
Some do.
Not many.
Because you got assholes in Europe stirring up the same bullshit.
God damn it.
That they're doing here about the brown people.
You know what we got to do? We got to round up these assholes. Just kidding.
But according to this article, this meeting between Bannon and this German diplomat has unsettled the German government.
Why?
Because they're hoping, you know, Germany is big on the EU. They're big on the unified Europe getting to be a superpower kind of deal, where, you know, the whole unified Europe would be like the United States, where they're a big...
Right.
They're all working together, not ceding. Yes. That's the problem that's going on now. That's the Brexit. The Brexit was like, fuck you. It'd be like Texas leaving when Britain left.
But, oh, yeah. Oh, I see. Wait a second.
Kind of.
I would, God damn. I listen, if you told me right now we could trade. Wait a second. If Texas left.
Right now, we're the ones who
listen
to
me. If Texas leaves and British leaves, and England leaves wherever they're a part of, that means they're available. Can we put England?
Well, it's not like risk. You can't.
I would like to put England in the place formerly held by Texas.
Go put your game piece on the map.
Dude, imagine if
I claim this land in the name of.
If I told you today, how happy would you be? I would say, listen, we're going to lose Texas, but we're gaining. Guess who's going to be a part of us? Oh, England.
I wouldn't do that to England.
That would be great.
I wouldn't do that to them, though.
But I would love it.
If you can't make them geographically closer, that would be the only benefit.
Why not? It's me. It's my fantasy, not yours.
You want to ruin? You want to ruin them by making them part of America?
Sorry, guys. I'm so fucking sorry
to
do this to you, but oh shit.
You hate America.
Blah. But I don't think you could put British people where Texas is. What are they going to do with that fucking sun? So much of that sun is going to fucking fry their little their pale, pallid skin.
So there you go. The one source said there appears to be no understanding in the White House that an unraveling of the EU would have grave consequences.
Right.
You okay over there?
You know what, man? My earphones fell off my head, and then they fell onto the ground, and then I tried to pick them up, and they got tangled up in the wheel of my chair, and then I picked my chair up to get them out of the way, and then this part got tangled under the
top
wheel.
Part, yeah. It was a disaster.
But go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, buy some shit from that evil-ass corporation, and then maybe we can
buy some new headphones for you?
Yes, with the commission.
Brain implant?
No.
So you can just tap right into crab diving.
Oh, I would love that.
In the web.
Do you believe in that shit?
In the ether.
Do you like tissue engineering?
Well, I think it's eventually where we're going to probably end up as enhanced humans with technology.
Somebody's banging on something. Somebody's doing some sort of bullshit construction project during our show.
I think it's inevitable. That
would you take that little? Would you take the behind the eye implant where you can look out?
Yes,
and then you see schematics,
a heads up display.
Yeah,
yeah. What's being displayed there?
Well,
sure.
First of all, I want to see if they're carrying any weapons.
Yeah, I'll take everything. I don't give a shit.
I'm going to get X-ray vision so I can see if you're carrying weapons. If you're a threat,
I'll take anything. I'll take any cool technology.
What would you take? Would you take threat technology alertness? Like,
are we sure that's not the door?
Hold on, I'll check.
Oh, okay. I just heard knocking. I can't tell if it was somebody doing some kind of construction or somebody was repeatedly knocking at the door. But yeah, these they've already got some.
It's ICE. You're being deported.
I think I got papers.
Actually, I don't. Oh, do you really?
Well, yeah, no, and I got my birth certificate.
Somebody told me I looked Latina the other night at my show, like a Latino person. Did you see that? I was like, I said, thank you very much.
I'd be a Spaniard.
Jeez, you mistook my
Northern
pale white
Spain.
Inferior skin for that of a Latino.
Northern Spain. Possibly Argentina, maybe after.
No! How dare you?
Maybe in the late 40s.
That's it. That name, Pfeiffer,
yeah.
That don't sound real Latino.
So there you go. Destabilization worldwide. And Bannon will admit it. Bannon would say, yeah, oh, great. I'm happy they're nervous.
Oh, yes.
They should be.
Right.
Not great. Not great. So Bannon spreading his apocalypticism.
Oh, yeah. It's all over the place.
A week before, Pence is over there throwing flower petals and offering hand jobs. I mean,
my God, can you imagine? You know what's funny is that we thought, see, I think this is the big misunderstanding everybody had with this Trump presidency, because we thought Donald Trump would be out doing what Pence is doing, and Pence would be back home fucking engineering this bitch, running the country day to day. But instead, Trump is such a fuck up. He's got to send Pence out to do shit, right?
Well, I mean, insane. That's what happens in general. I mean,
no,
Biden wasn't like chained to Washington.
Did Biden have to go make a tour to Europe and say, "Hey, listen,
well,
guys"?
He didn't have to go apologize for what the president was saying. No, but that's what everybody's doing.
He didn't have to remind people that we support NATO.
Mattis had to remind Iraq, "We're not coming for your oil."
He had to go there.
Don't worry about it.
He had to go. Didn't he have to go there?
He might have been there or somewhere where they were all meeting.
Oh, man. But Pence just has no personality, too. Can you imagine him in a room full of people just being the life of the motherfucking party?
You think he calls her mother while they're having sex?
Oh, yeah. I think he's got it tattooed to his fucking arm.
Blah.
White, pale, pallid.
Mother.
Mother. Hello, mother.
Yes, mother.
What
a
wacko.
Who calls their wife mother in the 21st?
Nutballs!
In the 20th century, who calls their wife mother?
Puritanical, lunatic nutballs.
Yeah, he was, let's not forget the bio on him. He was Catholic, and the Catholics weren't Christian enough for him.
Oh, yeah, fuck this shit.
He bailed on the Catholicism and went into the evangelical, crazy, Pentecostal, whatever the hell.
I want to be really, really religious. Storefront,
storefront religion.
Fuck yeah. I want to be serious as fuck about Jesus, you fucking asshole.
What are the MB churches?
Oh, yeah, man.
The Missionary Baptist, isn't that?
I don't know.
Isn't that what the MB stands for?
Missionary Baptist.
Those are the storefront ones you see frequently.
If you do not believe in Sky God, you shall be vaporized. Yes.
Crab diving follow-up.
Crab diving follow-up.
Yesterday we talked a little bit during the story or after the story.
Yes.
Or in context with the story of in some fashion.
Kim
Jong-nam getting something sprayed in his face at the airport.
He dies.
And he dies. He was poisoned by some women who are claiming that they were fleeced into thinking they were involved in a prank show.
Oh, yeah.
Some punked kind of bullshit.
Fucking Ashton
They had apparently
Kutcher.
Filmed a couple other times with them spraying somebody in the face to lure them into it.
Yes.
And then switched the bottles and then had him go spray. Fucking Kim Jong-nam or Jung-nam-a-lama-ding-dong in his face. And he dropped dead on the way to the hospital right
shit.
Then. They're doing autopsies to try to figure out what kind of poison actually killed him.
Is he an evil tyrant like his brother or brother-in-law or whoever the fuck?
The guy that got killed?
Yeah.
No, he was the one who didn't want it. He was like, he got kicked out of the administration when his dad was alive because he got caught trying to sneak into Disneyland in Japan with a fake passport and shit.
Oh, shit. So he's okay. Well, he's dead. So
aside from
nothing,
being dead,
right?
He's fine.
But he was nice. He was one of the nice
ones.
Well,
not about that, but he didn't seem to have much to do with it. I think he was living in Japan or living in China or he was not living. I don't think he was even living there.
Yeah.
But we also talked about that Russian dissident
Nick,
who had recently been poisoned the second time when he was in Russia.
Right. God, why is everyone getting poisoned?
Strong leader. He's a strong leader.
Oh, yes. Why don't they do like a blow dart?
You know, Donald, he kills people. Hey, he's a strong leader.
Hey, listen, he's got that big dick.
Vladimir Kara-Murza has survived.
Oh, shit.
His latest empoisoning.
God, Russians are so shitty at this poisoning. Why don't they kill people in a different way?
Or this guy's got a liver the size of a dolphin.
Oh, yeah. A dolphin liver? Huge. Enormous. Those animals are all liver.
They're, 500 pounds. He has now left Russia to parts undisclosed to continue treatment.
Yes.
He was in a medically induced coma for like a week.
Oh, shit.
As they tried to help him process the poisons and the toxins out of his body.
Right. What do they do? Just filter the blood and, you know.
Probably chelation therapy and all kinds of stuff.
Summon the chelation therapist!
So he's now out of Russia.
Right.
And they're not saying where he's... They're not saying where he's going.
So Uncle Nipples had this guy poisoned. Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
Right.
Allegedly.
God, look who we're tangling with.
The second time in 2 years that he... who's a veteran. He's a critic.
Right.
Of Uncle Nipples.
He's a hater.
Vladimir Putin. It's the second time he's been poisoned.
Yeah. Well, that'll teach you to be a hater.
This time he spent a week in critical condition.
Right.
He's on life support. Kept in coma. And
you're saying like a British person.
Kept in coma.
He was kept in coma.
He regained consciousness.
Kept in coma.
On Sunday. And they said he's now been transferred.
Oh, okay.
Out of Russia for rehab.
God, dude. Good job.
They don't. They've been unable to say what he was poisoned with. Or even find a trace of it.
No shit.
Currently, they're saying it's acute intoxication by an unknown substance. So
that
these
means...
Russians may have some shit that goes away real, that does its damage. It
Damn.
Goes away real quick.
That's so weird. I mean, what the fuck could it be? I don't understand. I've watched so many episodes of CSI and Dexter. You can account for everything via science in the human body that happens to it. How can this be untraceable? It must leave some type of a chemical signature.
Somewhere. I mean, yeah. I mean, unless they, you know, I don't know if they're going to open him up and do like a liver biopsy and shit like that. Maybe. But yeah. Then they just go on to talk about that Bill O'Reilly interview.
Right.
Where Bill O'Reilly said Putin's a killer.
Right.
And Trump replied, well, we have a lot of killers, too. What do you think? Our country's so innocent.
Jeez. I remember that.
Yeah. Bill O'Reilly, I'll give him credit. He, you know, Russia demanded an apology from him.
Yeah.
For saying that Putin was a killer. And O'Reilly basically told him to get bent.
You know,
O'Reilly was like, yeah, I'll get right on that.
You know, a lot of people said that, you know, Trump isn't lying. We kill people, too. And we have people killed. We do bad
drones
shit.
And shit.
Yeah. I mean, but there's something about the way Trump said that, though, that was so, like, I don't know. It was so fatalistic. Like, we don't have a choice to do it. It's sort of, he said it in a way that sounded like a way where you're sort of abdicating, you know, blame or something. You're trying to, there was a weird sense where he's, like, trying to justify it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's something have to do if you're a big, tough country.
Well, he's a strong, big, strong guy.
I don't want my president saying that.
Well, that's it. We got to, you know, let's hope that, was it Jim Acosta from CNN doesn't have a grabber.
What do you mean?
Or somebody from WAPO. Some of these journalists
going
after Trump. Who's would you put it past Bannon?
No. Fuck no. He's an apocalypticist.
If the ends justify the means to knock out a journalist or two, I'm not saying.
And especially after hearing that Rachel Maddow, she did a whole story on his domestic abuse deal. Chasing his wife around the house, smashing the portable phone so she can't call 911.
Allegedly.
I don't know that it's in a police report. That happened.
Right.
I guess, which is alleged. I mean.
Did she retract it later,
though?
I don't
know. Like, she might have.
Many of these women seem to do.
Well, what they said on Maddow is that.
I find interesting.
Oh, yeah. What she said on Maddow was, Steve Bannon had to stand trial on this, and he convinced his wife to get out of town for the trial. Because she was a witness. Mm. She was bringing the charges or something.
The Donald Trump today,
yes,
went to the African American History Museum in Washington, D.C.
You don't know. God damn it, Schittler.
It's the Smithsonian, their National Museum of African American History and Culture.
Yes.
The museum opened last September.
Right.
Trump was supposed to go on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, but canceled that one. And now he went today.
You know, the thing about these fucking trips with Schittler, the deal is the press. I mean, it's got to be a gift, right? Because normally some president shows up to one of these things. You're like, oh, God, you're just going to write it down. They're not going to say anything interesting. It's not going to be a story. But do you really think you look on your agenda, oh, my God, Trump's speaking about this at the Smithsonian tomorrow. This is going to be fucking good.
Right.
Right? I mean, you're expecting it to be nuts.
So he managed, of course, with the in the process of his speech to talk about something about. Like this place is right. All about love. I mean, yeah. it's just such crap. It's just all such drivel.
You don't think he's doing the best he possibly can as president? Do you think he is? Is he doing the best he can?
Well, yeah, the best he can.
God damn it.
Not great.
Is it maximum effort from him?
I mean, I guess. Has he ever done maximum effort at anything in his entire privileged life?
I'm trying to... Listen, if you can't agree that the guy... If you can't agree that his policies are for shit and that he's a big fucking racist, take the politics out of it. Could he be working harder at what the fuck he's doing? I think yes, of course. He goes to Mar-a-Lago every fucking weekend.
Fucking golfing. Yeah, and if you go to facebook.com/crabdiving or /crabdiving,
yes.
You'll find a story about that in the first month of his presidency.
Yes.
He's almost at what Obama spent in a year on travel.
Motherfucker, he's not working hard enough.
But do you remember those squealy fat white piggies
out
on the right? Every time Obama went anywhere or took a vacation day or a weekend or even went and played golf. Squealy, squealy, squealy. How come he's not? How come we're paying for this?
Do you think?
And in a month,
right?
Trump and Stein has already spent almost that much on the taxpayer dime.
What you're saying, yes.
I was going to say, plus, surely double dipping because he's having the government pay for facilities. At Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, dude. Yeah, man. And by the way, the area that the, what does he call it? Winter White House that's in, everybody's getting fucked there. Like when a plane lands at that private airplane, they can't have any other flights. So it fucks their sales on fuel and shit like that. It's fucking the whole place up.
Yeah. And on our dime.
Oh, yeah. Fuck it. Who gives a shit?
Meanwhile, Melania and Barron. We got to pay extra for them to stay in New York. He flies down to fucking Mar-a-Lago. Then they probably fly down for the weekend to meet him.
Listen.
Are we paying for that?
I got it. Melania.
What the fuck is going on?
If you're listening to Crab Diving, I'm going to be real for a second. I understand that
keeping it real.
I have no doubt Schittler isn't a bowl of cherries. You know what I mean? Mm. To live with. I'll venture to say that he's probably a real cunt at times.
Does she even
maybe?
Know?
I don't know.
Does she have her own? You know, Barron has his own floor.
Oh, does he? Shut up. Fuck off.
And Trump.
Fuck. How old is he?
I swear.
How old is he?
He's got a 10. He's got his own floor at Trump Tower.
Listen, Melania.
Ryan's face palming right now.
Hey. Fuck this. I understand you don't want to see him. You don't want to live with him. That's fine. But too bad. You're going to have to do it because we have to do it. If we have to do it, you have to do it. It's not fair.
It's not fair.
It's not. She shouldn't get to escape this cunt.
It's a story at Think Progress. Trump's first month of travel expenses cost taxpayers just less than what Obama spent in 1 year.
Okay.
Meanwhile, his budget proposal cuts programs for poor people.
Oh,
did you see one of them? I think you put it up on Facebook. one of the programs that is going to get cut in the budget is
I don't remember
legal
this.
Representation for poor people.
I put that up.
Maybe I put.
Fuck,
it up.
I don't remember that. Well, that sucks. Maybe. Legal representation for poor people. But fuck you. Yeah. You're poor.
Yep. Too bad.
You ever? Hey,
how are we going to keep those private prisons filled?
Oh yeah, and also, have you ever thought about not being poor?
People got to make money,
right? God, damn it, man.
The
they hate taking money out of the budget for California for this electric train initiative to bring high speed rail to California. They fuck that.
Kind of poo pooed that, didn't he?
Damn it! Like why? Why can't we have that? Why can't we have high speed rail? Europe has it. Why can't we have it? Why?
I don't know.
I hate fucking flying.
There's no way for people
I
to get
fucking hate
really,
it.
Really rich on it. So nobody's going to do it.
It sucks.
Because if the only benefit is that it's going to be good for society, who cares? Fuck
but
that.
If we can't do it, who's going to be able to do it? We're liberal.
Well,
we're blue.
I agree with you.
Motherfucker.
The current state right now is pretty fucking selfish.
Man, what a dick.
Pretty goddamn selfish and diluted on the right into that capitalist suck fest.
Oh, yes.
Where if you're rich, you're better than somebody else. They buy into that. They think that Trump, how many times during the campaign? Well, Trump's a good businessman. Therefore, he's going to be a great president.
He whores out his name.
What? Yeah.
Puts it on stakes.
And he's a cheat.
Yeah, he's a dickhead.
Bloomberg said that he's known throughout the New York elite millionaires society as somebody who just will screw the fuck out of you at every chance he can get.
He's a fuckhead. God damn it. I got us off subject. We were looking at what he said at the fucking Smithsonian.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
So he at one point said he went into talking about the different states, mentioned something about South Carolina. He's like, oh, I went big there. I love the states where I went by double digits.
Ooh.
He had to crow about how bigly he won.
I love all those slave states.
At the African American Museum.
Oh, I love all those slave states so much. I mean, unreal.
Right.
It should be, there should be no news there. It should be a photo op. He should say, something gracious, nice.
At the National Museum of African American History, Donald Trump will find an exhibit on John Lewis, who he smeared as all talk, no action.
Oh my God.
Remember that?
Yes, absolutely.
All talk, no action. Trump, another tweet. Trump interrupts remarks at the museum to hail his double digit wins in some states.
Oh, shit.
We almost had an accident here outside crab diving.
That is particularly insane because that's like saying, hey, listen, there's a shit in all these slave states. There's a shit ton of racist white people that voted for me. And I just want to take this opportunity to brag about it.
Mm-hmm.
Holy fuck.
A Donald Trump parody account tweeted, great to be at the African American Museum, but I didn't realize it would feature so many black people.
Nobody told me. Nobody told me.
Another tweet. For a second, I thought POTUS would forget to mention his November win when addressing the African American Museum today.
I won, guys.
breaking news. Frederick Douglass was a no-show at President Trump's visit today.
That is such a snub.
He's so ungrateful. I invited Frederick Douglass.
Yeah. Deport him.
And also, by the way, he dragged some of his black friends with him. Ben Carson and his wife.
My.
He's like, somebody set up, make sure I can take some of the black people with me so I can go. Get Omarosa.
Oh, God. Was Omarosa there?
Probably. Somebody tweeted, Trump made sure to have Ben Carson right behind him in the shot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's his right-hand man. He's head of urban housing, right?
Right.
You know, seriously, though, Ben Carson is like number 13 in line.
I brought Kanye with me.
Where's Kanye in succession to the throne?
Mike Tyson.
Oh, right.
And Kanye.
God.
So there you go. Our president was at the African American History Museum.
You know, I saw Mike
made
Tyson.
It all about him. All right. Big victory.
You ever see Mike Tyson in person?
I have. He's smaller than you would think.
Right. But damn, I saw him at the Grove.
I mean, it's height-wise.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I saw him at the Grove, at the movies. And
where did I see him?
That face
I've
tattoo.
Seen him out and about. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
It's intimidating.
I was like, I can't imagine. Can you imagine boxing him? I would get in the ring and be like, I don't want to be in there. Fuck that.
Yeah.
I want out. I don't want to get hit by that guy. He's got a face tattoo.
I've got a story here.
Oh, yes.
Speaking of Donald Trump, you know, last weekend, apparently he was all butthurted about all this negative press at the lame, evil, lying media.
You know, you were joking, but I was just thinking, I can see him inviting Mike Tyson to that.
I'm going to the African American Museum.
I absolutely can see that.
Hey, Mike, you want to go?
Yeah, yeah. It'll be fun.
He's going to go to the Shoah Museum and
oh, yeah, that's
call a couple
insane.
Of his Jewish friends.
Right.
Well, he had, so in order to, somehow reinflate him through fellation, I guess.
Oh, yes. Fellation.
He had to have a rally.
Right.
And last Saturday, I guess it was, in Melbourne.
Okay.
Florida.
Fuck you.
He had this ridiculous rally where all I did was get up and bitch about the media. It's just a typical, it was a fucking campaign rally. That's all it goddamn was.
God, why is he having those? Who does he think he is? Hitler?
Except no crooked Hillary.
Oh, okay.
I think he did whine about Hillary, though. Like, why were they? They're bothering me. Why didn't they do this when Hillary did that?
Do you think they forgot to update the teleprompter and they had that, the chant about building the wall in Mexico paying for it?
Yeah.
Cut that shit, man. Don't.
But
really, damn it, dude. If you were one of these right-wing nut jobs and you went to one of his old rallies and you went to this rally, wouldn't you be thinking that? Like, damn, there's no anti-Hillary chanting. There's no wall between us and Mexico chanting. What the fuck?
Joel Tooley, T-O-O-L-E-Y, who is lead pastor at the First Church of the Nazarene.
Oh, shit.
In Melbourne, Florida.
The First Church of the Nazarene. God damn it.
I don't know anything about that kind of church.
It's crazy as fuck. I don't either. What did I tell you? Listen to that name. How insane does that name sound?
The First Church of the Nazarene.
That's bananas.
Yeah.
So the religion is bananas. I guarantee you there's some bananas. There's something fucking loony about that. For sure.
I don't. There's one here in Los Angeles. I just Googled the LA's First Church of the Nazarene.
Okay.
A multicultural ministry downtown.
Yes.
Well, there you go. I don't know anything, but I don't know anything about this.
It's got to be crazy. It's just got to be nuts.
Unless he's. No, he's the one in Florida.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Right.
Pastor Joel Tooley.
Irregardless.
Did not. was not a Trump supporter.
Yes.
However.
Boy.
He decided that he would take his daughter.
Yes.
To the Trump rally as kind of like a civics lesson.
Oh, shit. Here's some crazy shit.
Posted on the Facebook, a rather extensive post. He said that he talked his 11-year-old daughter into going with him. The event started at 5 p.m. They got in line shortly after 2. The line was already pretty long.
Oh, my God. 3 hours to stand in line?
Suffice it to say, it is always an intriguing sociological experience to be surrounded by people in line for something for which they are fanatics.
I bet it's nuts.
Whether it's a movie premiere, a live concert, the release of the latest Beanie Baby or Cabbage Patch Kid. Well, this tells you how old this guy is, maybe.
Beanie Baby.
Yeah. Fanatic people are fascinating to me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm not a fan of Trump. I certainly did not want to come across as a vigilante protester while standing against, amongst some of his more adoring fans.
Well, okay.
Wise. Probably not wise to wear a fuck Trump t-shirt or something like that.
No, not at all. God, it's the same crowd. Is the Trump supporters, are they also the Cabbage Patch people?
Is that they're obsessed.
Oh, I see.
He's talking about but obsessed I'm wondering, fans and stuff.
I'm wondering if that's Trump's crowd, though. The same people that would buy a Cabbage Patch, the same people that vote for Donald.
Maybe. I mean, the Cabbage Patch is a big fucking thing. Everybody was buying the Cabbage
Patch. Was it mainstream?
Patch. Yeah.
It wasn't just for, like, fetishists?
No, I think it was pretty obsessive, right? He talks about just finally getting in.
Yes.
At 2 hours before it started. As we entered, everyone was being handed pom-poms and Trump campaign signs.
Pom-poms?
And Trump campaign signs.
Oh my God, they're telling him what to do.
Those crowds of people with all the signs waving and shit would make one believe, wow, these people are really fucking into it. Look at all the signs they brought.
Yeah, absolutely.
They didn't bring them. They were handed that shit coming
good
in.
God. Were the signs all the same signs? Or did they have like...
I don't know. Maybe they mixed... I don't know.
Because that's crazy. Say if people like trying to make homemade, authentic Trump signs.
The host made sure everyone had a sign in their hand. Someone shoved one into my hand and gave pom-poms to my daughter.
God.
Music was playing loudly in the venue. I would guess there were eventually about 3,000 people in the room. It was nowhere near full.
Oh.
But there certainly were a lot of people. From my view... Are you sitting down, Ryan?
Oh, I am.
From my view, the crowd was 99.9% white folk.
Account for that small little smidgen.
I did see a row of about 10 to 12 supporters who were black.
What?
Wearing t-shirts that said Trump and Republicans are not racist. They were positioned in the seating area directly behind the podium. Remember when we saw pictures of it?
Oh my God.
And it was like blacks for Trump and stuff. They a dozen black people went there, wore blacks for Trump stuff, and got put right behind the president to make it look like it was a crazy integrated event.
Right.
When in actuality, they were probably the extent of anything brown was at the rally.
You know, George Soros pays all those liberals to protest.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't think it's more likely Trump if any black people want to come to the rally, we'll pay them, $70 and include a meal or something. I could see that happening. Tell me you can't see that.
He said, as people were coming in, there was a lot of excitement and strong sense of patriotism. About every 15 minutes, the music would be a little more enthusiastic and party-like.
Oh, God.
I posted my play-by-play feedback of God Bless the USA in an earlier post. He wrote in an earlier post, I guess, that it was like a creepy cult chant when all of a sudden everybody just starts screaming with that goddamn Lee Greenwood song pumped over the loudspeakers.
Yeah. Trump, Trump,
every
Trump.
15 minutes, God bless the USA. Everybody singing at the tops of their white lungs.
What a horrible place to be. How fucking horrible, dude.
He said it was almost church-like.
Yeah.
People sang along, raising their hands, and were emotionally moved by this anthem. It was intriguing to watch. This guy's like Jane Goodall.
I mean, what
going to a Trump rally? He's like your mom and brother when they went to the Trump rally undercover.
Yeah. Scary.
And now still get creepy emails.
Oh, yeah. My brother gets all kinds of crazy shit.
He said it was like people were being ushered into a deeply religious experience. Ugh. And it made me completely uncomfortable. He says, this is a pastor.
Yeah,
I love my country. I honor those who sacrificed their lives for our freedom. I respect our history and what we stand for. But what I experienced in that moment sent shivers down my spine.
Ugh, yeah.
I felt like people were here to worship an ideology along with the man who was leading it. Don't get me wrong. It wasn't the song, per se. It was this inexplicable movement that was happening in the room. It was a religious zeal.
Yeah, dude. It sounds fucking terrifying. I mean, how bad must it be going for Schittler that they got to send this motherfucker off on the road? He's got to go on the road and have a rally.
Love me.
Doesn't he have business to do?
All right.
How many people need to be appointed in his fucking regime? Like 500? Isn't that happening? How does he have time to go to do like a fucking... He's got time to do a road date? There's nothing of substance going on
there. Golf. Lots of golf.
You think he's going to play golf while he's down there? Or he played golf while he was in Orlando? At that rally?
I don't know if he played golf. He played golf somewhere. He was only supposed to they said he was going to do a couple of holes, and then he decided to hang on longer and play the hole.
Yeah.
This is 3 weekends in a row, by the way.
If there's any dickheads out there that used to count how many times Obama played golf, do it now.
Stuff it in your asshole.
Shove it up your ass, honestly.
Sideways.
This guy, he's not doing shit.
He says a couple of local politicians then got up, followed by a state rep, followed by Congress. I guess they're climbing up the ladder. They open up with the locals and then the state reps,
rally?
Then the congressman. A soloist got up and sang, God Bless America.
Oh, God. They just heard the Lee Greenwood song.
Every 15 minutes as the place was filling
up. What a horrible, horrible show.
A pastor got up to pray and kept repeatedly praying throughout, saying, thank you for making this the greatest nation on earth in Jesus' name.
That's so creepy.
Then he goes on to kind of criticize the pastor for using that term. He's not, this is not the greatest nation on earth. The greatest nation on earth does not exist. Are we a great nation? Definitely. But there are many other great nations as well. Pastor, you have your eyes on a different kind of greatness.
Yeah.
And certainly a different kind of kingdom. Shame on you for praying those words in Jesus' name. Sounds like this Church of the Nazarene may be a little on the liberal
side. I could be wrong. Yeah, I could be wrong. It's just that sounds like every like creepy like Church of God, so, Church of whatever the Christ.
He says suddenly,
yes,
the music changed from the pep rally theme to something that seemed more like Star Wars.
What?
The crowd went crazy and turned towards the opening of the airplane hangar that was the venue.
Oh my
just
God.
As Air Force One pulled up. They waited for the entrance for the plane outside the entrance to the hangar. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, and then he gets down and he walks down the fucking steps. Oh, my God.
He says, what a magnificent sight. The enormous airliner is breathtaking. The crowd is going wild. Signs waving in the air. People cheering. Ugh. Every cell phone positioned to take photos and video. The first lady and the president emerged at the top of the stairs. The air was electric. It really is a magnificent image to see in person, he said. This guy, he does theater great.
He puts on a good show.
Have you seen a bunch of these pictures, by the way?
No.
Of in and out of Air Force One.
Does he like push Melania down the stairs?
Yeah, when Melania is with him.
Right.
Barack would always wait for her to go first.
Absolutely.
Or going down the stairs.
Yes.
He would go first.
Right.
So that if she tripped and so, you know, I mean, I guess the whatever the right courteous way to do it is.
He did the right thing.
And Trump does the fucking opposite. He just walks straight down
the
stairs.
Get out of my way.
And then there's another video of Trump getting off of coming out of a building maybe or something to get into one of those SUVs, those monster SUVs.
Right.
He walks up. And the camera angle is from like across the street.
Yeah.
So you see Trump coming down the stairs with Melania. Then they go behind the SUV. Then all of a sudden, Melania walks around the other side. He got in on the side next to the curb and made her walk around by herself to crawl in from the other side of the SUV.
Oh, what an asshole.
It's really,
what an asshole.
It's just amazing.
Oh, man.
So this guy, this pastor continues.
Ugh.
They entered the venue, the Trumps. They walked onto the platform. There was terrific celebration. I've been in the room when other presidents were in a similar mode. It always is a meaningful experience.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. The first lady approached the platform with her rich accent and began to recite the Lord's Prayer. Did you see she did that?
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah. Our Father,
who art
in heaven.
Jesus.
Hallowed be thy name.
Are we in a fucking theocracy?
Well, right?
What the fuck is this? Where's the, it's in the ACLU, Sue, or something. I mean, can we really have a fucking president doing these, like, Jesus rallies?
So this guy, a pastor,
what
says,
the fuck?
Says, I can't explain it, but I felt sick. This wasn't a prayer.
It's fucked up.
Beseeching the president's presence of Almighty God, it felt theatrical and manipulative.
Yes. Because
that's what he writes. And right. I'm saying, because that's exactly what it fucking was theatrical and manipulative.
Fucking
you
God.
You know, they were like, oh, Melania, you should give a prayer.
Ugh.
They'll love that.
I mean, that.
The Sea of White in Melbourne, Florida.
They really will.
In the hangar. Are going to jizz themselves.
Oh, forget about
and
it.
Cream their old lady granny panties.
Everyone's getting jizzed.
But people across the room, he says, were reciting it as if it were a prep squad cheer.
Jesus. Oh, everybody knows that.
Yelling out.
Oh, how stupid.
The words to the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father.
Yeah.
Who are in heaven. That's so fucked up.
At the end of the prayer, the room erupted in cheering.
Amen!
It was so uncomfortable, this guy says. I observed that Mr. Trump did not recite the prayer until the very last line.
Yeah.
Glory forever and ever, amen. They must have done the Protestant version.
Oh, yes.
Oh. The Catholics do a different version.
No, the Catholics do it in the way that if you do it like that, you burn in everlasting hell. You're wrong.
Well, I think it's the same except for the end.
Nope. You don't do it the right way.
It's the same prayer, except for the kingdom and the power and the glory part at the end, right?
Wrong. No. That's satanic. I'm telling you, that's how the Southern Baptists are about everything they do.
Well, no, you guys do the glory forever part. The Protestants do. The Catholics don't do that part.
All right. Well, whatever.
They omit it.
Whatever the Catholics do, and if it's not like us, it's incredibly mistaken, misinformed. And it's wrong.
After he recited the last word, forever and ever, amen, he raised his hands, his tiny little hands, he raised his hands in the air and evoked a cheer from the crowd, and they started chanting, USA, USA.
Oh, my God.
When I went to, you did not see the Pope the time we went to the Vatican, correct?
I did not see the Pope.
Okay, another time I went.
However, I did see the diaper of Jesus.
Another time, it wasn't the diaper of Jesus.
It's a shroud of Turin.
It was not the. It was the. It was a piece of cloth
that
they had allegedly St. Peter's bones wrapped in. But for all we know,
so what the fuck is that?
It could be chicken.
I was told I was looking at the shroud of fucking
no,
Turin.
You were not.
Yes.
You were not.
Set it on a plaque.
You were told that it was
really
the bones of St. Peter, and they just happened to be wrapped in cloth. That has no significance.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck
me.
But when I went to one of the weekly audiences that the Pope has in the Vatican when he's in town.
Is he robed?
Fortunately, he was. But it was a creepy experience also. It was very, very fucking cult-like. And this was this was 1,000 years ago when John Paul...
Oh, yeah.
JP2, the cult pope.
Right.
Was, I mean, he wasn't well. There was, he was.
Is that
like,
the guy Jude Law plays in the movie on HBO or the TV show? He plays a pope. There's some show about a pope.
I don't know anything about that.
Right.
But it was very creepy. There were busloads of school children that had obviously come in from parts of Italy.
Oh, shit, guys. Be careful.
And we're all chanting different languages, or from all over Europe, obviously, because they chanted at different points in different languages about
Cristo.
Then everybody started chanting Johannes Paulus. Johannes Paulus.
That is so. And
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dumb.
It was
he's
creepy.
He's not a fucking. It was really he's creepy. Not the Cubs. He's not the fucking Chicago Cubs.
And then he wheeled out. He was not, like I said, he was at death's door at that point.
Right.
And then he wheeled out and mumbled into the. I mean, is he, admire his stamina. Right. He mumbled into the microphone for like 10 minutes in 8 different languages right. or something. And then he waved his hands and blessed everybody. And then they wheeled him out. So
why
does
the Catholic Church make that motherfucker go on the road?
He wasn't.
Why
this was in Rome.
Dude, but why is he even
this
doing
was his
that?
House.
The guy's old. He doesn't need to be walking around fucking.
He's an actor.
What do you mean? Oh, he was. That was bullshit. He's really
the
spry.
The whole thing is. No. He's the Pope.
Was he faking
it's
it?
It's his gig. The whole.
He had Parkinson's, right?
The whole religion's theater. Yeah, he did have.
Was he faking it, or did he really?
No,
have it?
That's not I'm just saying he's an old actor who never retired. Okay.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Part of that gig is
he wants to get out there.
You get wheeled out. Yeah,
yeah, but you're so old.
It's like being king,
right?
Like Queen Elizabeth. I mean, she's still
hello.
She's still rocking at 90 something.
Does she still have people 90? Beheaded, or is that?
I don't think they can.
It's not a thing.
They probably lament the fact that they can't.
Oh, I wish. Wait, is Trump going to England?
What?
Is Trump going to England still, or what's the deal with that? Did his visit get downgraded by Parliament? Did he get downgraded?
I don't know. I don't think they necessarily did, but I think the debate was really fun to listen to.
Oh, yes.
So back to this guy at the Trump rally.
Oh, right.
This pastor.
Boy.
So just as the president began to speak, a short grandmotherly lady in front of us asked me if I would help hold her walker, the kind that has a seat built into it. She said, I need to climb up on it and hold something up.
Oh, my God.
Such an odd request at such an odd place. So odd time. But I helped her.
Jeez.
She held a pillowcase that had something written on the front of it.
Oh
words I could not
God.
See.
A pillowcase.
She climbed up into the seat, wobble-legged, and held her sign high above her head.
Oh, God.
People in front of her turned around and started jeering and yelling at her.
Oh, my God.
After holding her sign for about 10 seconds, she climbed back down and thanked me. I looked at her sign. It says, "You had your chance. Now resign."
Oh, my God.
Little old lady protester.
Hell yeah. Oh, I love her. She's the best. What a badass.
He said the very first words out of the president's mouth were the words of a bully. He immediately began badgering, criticizing the media like a bully inciting the crowd. He said, call it what you will, but I was completely dumbfounded as the most powerful leader in the world began his speech badgering the media. The crowd began screaming angrily at the press corps that was present.
Oh, my God. It's that is
at the
still
beginning.
Happening.
At the beginning. He opened with that shit and got them all frothed up and riled up at the media at the outset.
Dude, I mean, why do we think that the Republicans are going to wake up one day and be like, hey, let's have this guy impeached? That's what's going to happen, and they think it's going to, that's going to go off without a hitch. Like, these loons aren't going to lose their mind. These are not
cults, yeah.
These people are not rational. They're dumb as fuck, too.
He says, literally everything that Trump began speaking about evoked an angry response from the crowd immediately following the words of prayer that Jesus taught his followers.
God.
So they yelled out the Lord's Prayer. And then everything Trump started saying, they were like, yeah,
oh,
like Alex Jones.
Oh, my God. So they blended the Lord's Prayer into with.
They opened with the
Trump's,
Lord's Prayer and then went into Trump's anger.
They're turning him into Jesus. Big, fat, orange, doughy Jesus. White.
It was then that I heard two ladies off to my left chanting.
Yes.
Not yelling or screaming, but chanting. T-R-U-M-P. That's how you spell bigotry.
Oh, my God.
Protesters. They repeated it over and over. Two ladies in front of them began seething.
Oh, yeah. Go get them.
And screaming in their faces while shaking their Trump signs at them.
Fuck off.
Another couple standing behind the two women started screaming at them as well.
Oh.
One of the chanting ladies had her 8-year-old daughter on her back. The other had a severely disabled child in a wheelchair in front of her.
Yes.
As they continued chanting, the people around them became violently enraged.
Oh, fuck.
One angry man grabbed one of the women's arm.
What? That's what Lewandowski did.
He says, that's when I went into action. I barged through the crowd and yelled at them to back off.
Right.
I didn't actually want a Trump sign, but one of the volunteers had shoved it into my hands. Make America great again. That sign probably saved someone from getting hurt. I held the sign close to my chest as I positioned myself between the chanting protesters and the angry mob.
This is nuts.
My 11-year-old daughter was clinging to my arm, now sobbing in fear.
Right. Of course. It's
Let's
terrifying,
make
man.
Make America great
oh,
again.
Oh, yeah. Good luck.
Two of the angry, screaming ladies looked at me. Both of them raised their middle finger at me in my face, repeatedly yelled, fuck you.
Oh, my God. Hey, this is a rally. Okay?
These are loving Christians, I'm sure. They, you know, they just yelled the Lord's Prayer. You know these bitches, these hags, these white hate-filled...
Did they not hear any part of that?
Evil people.
Any part of Jesus' message.
And now two women, one with a disabled kid...
fuck you!
...are protesting, and they're screaming, fuck you, fuck you. He says, I calmly responded, no, thank you. I'm happily married. Their faces and their voices were filled with demonic anger.
Oh, shit.
I've been in places and experienced before where demonic activity was palpable. Okay, here he gets a little nutballs.
Okay, Looney.
The power of the Holy Spirit of God was protecting me in those moments and was once again protecting me and my daughter in this moment. He felt like he had to evoke a God shield.
And you're just at a fucking rally.
With allegedly his own kind of people.
I mean,
Christians.
These things are dangerous. Why does Donald do this? I mean, because the only thing it does, it just lathers up his idiot followers. So why does he want to do that? Why does he want to make these people crazy?
I raised my voice and calmly said, these ladies have a right to do what they're doing, and they're harming no one. This is America. They have a right to express themselves this way. They're harming no one.
Fuck off.
A couple of other people around me stepped in and supported me in protecting them.
Yes.
My daughter was shaking in fear. She clung to me. The one man behind the protesters shoved himself forward, grabbed one of the ladies by the arm, and screamed with multiple expletives, I'm going to take you out. This is my president. Nobody has the right to disrespect him. Nobody has the right to keep me from hearing him.
Oh, my God.
This guy says, I wish I could have captured the expression of that man on camera. I will never forget him.
Oh, shit.
The little girl on her mother's back was crying.
I got to get a work call. I'm so sorry.
Completely frightened. This gentleman reassured the little girl, don't worry, your mommy's being brave. We won't let anybody hurt you. He says, that's when another lady screamed in my face that what I was doing was un-American. So here is a pastor protecting a couple of nonviolent protesters at a Trump rally, and he is being screamed at by these hate-filled, evil pusses or bags of pus, these hate-filled, nasty people, calling him un-American. He said he chuckled and responded, what I'm doing is completely American. I'm standing up for people who are being bullied, blah, blah, blah. Ignore these ladies, turn around and enjoy the show. And then things started to calm down, apparently. He said that the two protesters then moved towards the back and left. And a couple of the bystanders, I guess there's some humans that do show up at the Trump rally. And he says he got a couple of high fives from people saying thanks for stepping up for them. But he says the environment reminded me of some church experiences I've had. I have no clue what Trump was saying at that point, draining the swamp or something, vetting refugees, other things. Oh, yeah, I heard people chanting, build that wall, build that wall. I realized that we were not listening to someone presidential. We were listening to someone terribly powerful. My kid was shaken. She had just seen some of the worst of humanity. We edged ourselves away from the front of the room to the opening of the hangar so we could get a clearer picture of Air Force One. I wanted to give her at least one positive presidential memory. The crowd was thinner at the back. People were leaving by the hundreds, he says. Outside, there were two Jumbotrons set up for potential overflow, but there wasn't really a need for them. There were maybe only a couple hundred people outside watching on the big screens. Now, meanwhile, he said, remember that the inside was not full. Inside, he said Trump had rallied the group by giving attention to the, quote, paid protesters outside. Of course, everybody's paid. Those that disagree with Trump can only be paid. He says, I can't speak for all of them, but I asked a few where they were from, why they were there. And every single one of them were from different cities in Florida and could easily articulate why they were there. He could not discern any paid protesters of any of the people that he spoke with. And at all these town halls, there's reports after reports now of these town halls that these asshole Congress people are having back home where they're getting pretty raucous and they're being the audience is being filled up with people who want to know about what are they going to do about health care? You can't take away our health care. What are they going to do about this immigration stuff? You just can't start rounding up people willy-nilly and launch them out of the country. What about women's issues? What about LGBT issues? Many, many different people are coalescing into this protest movement, the resistance, and going to these town halls and giving their alleged representatives what for, and telling them, fucking represent us. And do what we want, not what special interest or what your big fucking money donors are giving to you. And a lot of these Republicans are saying, oh, like Jason Chaffetz, oh, they were paid protesters. People were paid to come and show up. So now you're seeing people on Facebook, people tweeting out pictures of them holding up like a piece of mail or something to show that they actually live in the area or within the constituency of the whatever representative that they're showing up to protest or to challenge, that we're not paid protesters. We actually live here and we disagree with what you're doing. Hopefully these people will show up in force and mobilize enough to actually kick some of these dickwads out of office in the next elections. But this pastor continues, that not everyone in the room was part of the angry mob mentality. He says he looked around the room, saw many people who could quite easily be folks from the neighborhood, folks from the church, folks who were planning to go grab a bite to eat at Cracker Barrel afterwards. These are people who really want to see America great, in quotes. The people who support the Republican Party want to see some needed changes in government. The people that were there for that reason are, by and large, good folks. But these are not the people the president was inciting. They are not the people he was leading. He was rallying the angry, vigilant ones. I think he meant vigilante ones, probably. But he said, as we began to leave, he just was thinking about his daughter and hoped that she would take something good from this experience. But he said, what she will remember is the angry, violent man screaming demonic vitriol at a child and her mother. She will remember the two ladies screaming at her dad, her pastor, flipping the middle finger and using the F word repeatedly. These are Christians. He says, I know there are people who, when they see these words and hear my thoughts, will feel badly. Blah, blah, blah. The angry F-word spewing man is what has been depended on throughout this campaign and is the one who is still being counted on to sustain the message. He's talking about, welcome back, Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
He's talking about how he let his daughter out of this hate fest. And he thought, well, that didn't go well. He wanted to show his daughter something of civics.
Yes.
And all she's going to take away from it is the red-faced screaming man grabbing for the protesting woman, screaming he's going to drag her out. The two women with their middle fingers up, yelling, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Well, I bet if people that, I don't know, I'm trying to, is there a moderate Republican anymore? Does that exist?
This guy, apparently, yeah. I mean, he claims.
Well, this is good for this person to see then. They know who the fuck Trump is.
Yeah.
A lunatic.
At the end of the day, what I felt from his leadership in this experience was actually horrifying. There was palpable fear in the room. There was thick anger and vengeance, and he was counting on it.
Oh, my God. So that's what he wants.
Yeah.
He wants a violent, angry crowd.
That's on his side.
Yeah, absolutely. Obama never did these rallies after he was elected. You don't remember?
I don't think any leader has since, let's say, the 40s. mid-30s.
God, this is bananas.
Something like that.
It's bananas. He's taking time to do this, and he still needs to appoint all these people to be in his government. I'm sure his inbox is full. Fucking God, I'm so sorry.
So that was that was a long one, but that was worth it. The the pastor that showed up at a rally to try, not a Trump fan, but tried to show up and teach his daughter something. And sadly, it looks like he taught his daughter a lesson about what the rabid Trump fans are like and how Trump is still apparently just playing to that base. That's what that whole unhinged, lunatic, crazy press conference thing was all about. He even said they're gonna print tomorrow that I was unhinged, that I was crazy, that I was lashing out at the media. But I'm not. I'm very calm. I'm having a good time. I'm just telling you, you're all dishonest. And then, sure enough, that night, the next day, he got exactly what he had predicted. But his base was like, oh, I told you so. I told you so. See, look, he said that. He was right. So I just don't know if it's going to be enough to sustain him for 4 years. That crazy base that is still in love with him, let's not forget, only represents a small percentage of the entire nation. Not enough people voted. And of the people that were eligible to vote, of voting age, not enough voted. And of those that did go out and vote, only a certain percentage of those voted Republican and voted for Trump, and certainly not a majority. He got a plurality, not a majority, and again, didn't get the majority of the damn popular vote, despite the claims of tens of millions of undocumented illegals voting against him. Or if it just wasn't for those stupid giant cities like New York and Chicago and especially California, take away those votes and he wins bigly. Because apparently the big goddamn cities where we live, we don't count. Only the counts now is what rural white America wants. Ryan's off, if you're just tuning in, ladies and gentlemen, Ryan's off doing some day job stuff. He got a call on his mobile device and is taking care of some business. One of these congressmen that I had mentioned that has said about these town halls is Dana Rohrabacher, who we've talked about him before. He's from out here in California.
Yeah.
But he's out in not fun California. He's out in batshit, right-wing, lunatic, nut job California.
Like where Sons of Anarchy takes place or something like that.
He has been getting a lot of pressure from his constituents to have a town hall.
Yes.
They've been showing up at his office every Tuesday now, asking him to hold a town hall meeting in his district. And now all they're doing is showing up. And on Tuesday last week, they delivered Valentine's cards to him. and nothing scary, nothing untoward.
Right.
But he has said that these people are engaging in, quote, political thuggery.
Oh, shit.
Pure and simple.
Thuggery.
These are people who are using the Indivisible group organizing around the Indivisible Guide, which is was put together by former congressional staffers. It's a how-to manual and of how to become a more effective voice in government. Right. So the Orange County is in Orange County.
Oh, shit.
The Orange County Indivisible Group has...
Man, Orange County is just gross. Sorry, it is.
Yeah, well, these assholes. This is the same thing that kind of Trump said. Didn't he say something last week about the representatives?
Right.
Well, these people, these aren't, these people showing up to these town halls aren't the Republicans that they represent.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, once you're elected to a representative, you represent everybody in that district.
It's not
whether
just
they're Republicans, right. Whether they're Republicans or not. So he's basically saying, well, they didn't win. So, you know,
so
shut the fuck up.
That's not... It's not how it's supposed to work.
The Orange County Indivisible Group has been accused by lunatics in Orange County of being not real constituents.
Oh, shit. What are they, fake?
They're against the Republicans and against Trump in Orange County. Therefore, they've got to be, they're not real people.
They got to be fake.
I'm sure they're on the Soros payroll.
I'm sure, yeah. Right. They probably all have that Calvin pissing bumper sticker thing on their truck, too. Oh, I hate that so much. That's so Orange County.
This guy put out a press release at one point saying, I'm outraged beyond words of protesters who mobbed my Huntington Beach office. Violently knocked down my faithful district director, Kathleen Staunton, causing her to be hospitalized. There was something to do with the door.
Oh, my God.
Like somebody opened a door and hit a woman who was carrying a kid in the head with the door or something.
Jesus
and then she
Christ.
Fell backwards. I don't know what happened. But
Insanity.
Nonetheless, they're saying it's an unruly group of thugs. And that is not the case.
Right.
He wrote... Though the protesters think of themselves as idealists, they engaged in political thuggery. People do not want, as they've claimed, to hold a town meeting with me. These are unruly activists on whom the lessons of civility and democratic participation have been lost.
Yes. God. Unruly civility. Damn it. Why don't you go to that Orlando rally? Right? I mean...
One woman said, everybody is taken aback by his staff not trying to assume any culpability for knocking a little girl to the ground and blaming everything on the evil thugs.
Yeah.
These aren't evil thugs. These are a bunch of... The ones I'm looking at, they're all white people. They're all white people that are protesting.
Yeah.
But they're liberals.
They're liberals.
So they don't count.
They're fake. They're in Orange County.
So,
that's gotta be tough.
Yeah. They say they're accusing him saying it's a ham fisted attempt by Rohrabacher to spin events in his favor, calling people political thugs, calling people activists when all it is a bunch of adults, mostly retirees time on their hands, engaged in political action for the first time in their lives.
Yeah.
It's offensive to the people that he claims to represent.
Absolutely.
But that's where they're coming from right now. It's these Republicans. They don't care. We're in charge. Fuck every Democrat. Fuck everybody. We're in charge.
Remember
we're going to burn it to the ground.
You know, do you remember when Bernie was at having his rally and he was interrupted by a Black Lives Matter protester? And he let the person come on stage
and
speak,
gave him
right?
the mic. And Trump still, to this day, makes fun of him for that occasionally. That was weak. Remember Trump said, that wouldn't happen if that was me.
That's kind of like the out of this whole election, which is kind of like a nightmare. The whole campaign. I mean, just.
I'd have one of my snipers get him.
Yeah.
They like shooting the brown ones.
That moment. And then the moment where the bird landed
on Bernie's
podium.
Yeah.
Those are the only two nice moments of this whole campaign. Those two moments.
other stuff that is going on out in the world, Trump, I guess, did one of those like he did with the KKK, where he finally got cornered by a reporter who asked him about the anti-Semitism that's been increasing.
Right.
In fact, yesterday again, there were more bomb threats, I think, against some temples and Jewish centers.
And that's terrifying.
And Trump basically, it was almost the same thing he did with the KKK when he was finally confronted with it. Okay. Yes, of course. Yes, I decry them. Yes.
And, oh my God.
And the journalist was like, so you're saying that you distance yourself from them and you say that that anti-Semitism is a bad thing. He's like, I do every day.
But I won't say that word.
I do every day. But he actually didn't. Like, he said, well, would you say that now? I do every day. Yes, I do. But he never officially said it. He said, yes, I agree to it. But it's just typical Trump.
He's
typical
shithead.
Bullshit Trump.
Right. He's just a fucking liar, you know? And oh, my God. He's just terrifying. He's having these hate rallies. They're screaming out the Lord's Prayer at the top of their fucking lungs. What the fuck is this?
It's batshit. It's batshit.
You know,
it really
is. It's bananas.
And, strap in for 3 more years and 10, 11 months.
Oh,
only 1 fucking month in.
Oh, it's awesome. It's insane.
I've got a story here. Oh, God. I just saw something about Podesta. I was just seeing if it was something Pizzagate related, but I don't believe it is. You know this asshole who Trump has a little orange chubby over?
No, who is this?
In the Philippines.
No, Duterte?
Yes, President Rodrigo Duterte.
Doesn't he have like a kill list or a hit list of drug dealers?
That's the headline. He has been, now they're finding out, a retired cop there. You know, Duterte has been accused of, from the lunatics on the right that love him there. He got to power with a fiercely anti-drug message. We're going to kill all the drug dealers. We're going to get them out of here. We're going to get rid of all the drugs. And has basically been, over 3,000 people have been killed on the streets, and the police have been turned into these local hit squads, basically.
Right.
And now a former police officer says that the president, Rodrigo Duterte, who, when he was mayor of, which city was he mayor of there?
In the Philippines?
Yeah, Davao.
Oh, yeah. Davao.
That he had ordered and paid this guy and other members of, quote, a liquidation squad.
Oh, is that like asset forfeiture?
To kill criminals.
Oh, shit.
And opponents.
Oh, damn.
But this guy's name is Arthur Lascanas. Had a news conference, said he was speaking up because of his conscience.
Okay.
Including the role in the death of his two brothers, whom he ordered killed because they were drug users. Oh. He ratted on his own brothers.
And then he killed them. Had him killed?
Well, he didn't kill them. He ordered them killed.
God damn, that's crazy.
Duterte has denied his administration backs any unlawful killings of suspects, of course.
Yeah.
Now they're up to 7,000. They're feared to have killed more than 7,000 mostly drug users and petty drug pushers since he took office in June.
Meanwhile,
it's typical. It's going after the people on the bottom rung of the ladder.
Right.
Just like the undocumented. Nobody's going after the businesses.
What about these employers
that are hiring these undocumented workers and paying them next to nothing and profiting off of their strong backs and breaking their backs.
Why, God, that is it's so cruel. Why would you punish the undocumented worker?
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Yet you don't go after the rich guys who are hiring them.
Yeah.
Because the rich guys who are hiring them are now in charge.
Oh, yes.
But it's the same thing here with the drugs. Right. There, instead of not going after the cartels, not going after the big guys, they're just pulling drug users and drug addicts off the streets and killing them.
Ugh, God. How is Trump such a hardliner on immigration? You know, in his hotels and his restaurants, he probably has undocumented workers.
In a lot of his public speeches, Duterte told policemen, defend yourselves if drug suspects fight back. Which basically is like, go ahead and kill him. Yeah.
God, what a fucking tyrant. Trump thinks this guy is fantastic.
Meanwhile, people there are, you know, the same people in the Philippines are marching, protesting this ridiculous war on drugs. But they're saying that this Las Canas guy talked about several killings that Duterte had ordered, permitted, or financed as mayor of Davao.
Okay.
Including a 1993 bombing of mosques. In retaliation after Muslim rebels were blamed for bombing a Roman Catholic cathedral. So
he bombed a mosque.
Apparently some Muslim rebels bombed a cathedral there, and he ordered a bunch of mosques to allegedly to get bombed. God, what a cuddle bear this guy is, huh?
Scary. Terrifying.
This cop said he and his group shot dead a kidnapping suspect, along with the man's pregnant wife, young son, father-in-law, and two others.
They just shoot everybody.
With the consent of the mayor at the time, Duterte.
Holy shit. Damn, that guy's a barbarian.
After his group told Duterte about the capture of the suspected mastermind of a kidnapping in Davao, the mayor allegedly said, all right, make it clean.
Oh, shit. Just make the body disappear.
I believe that's kind of what it might refer to.
Bury it somewhere. Man, these people are nuts. Trump another loves this guy.
Another target was a radio commentator.
But
who
no
was
podcasters,
critical,
right?
Critical of Duterte.
Oh, shit.
Named June Pala, who was killed in 2003 by gunmen.
Well, they didn't have podcasts.
Who then somehow got paid by the mayor.
Oh, okay. That's that's like not even suspicious. Isn't that proof that...
Well, this is what Las Canas is testifying.
He paid to do it.
He paid them to... Yeah.
How does this guy not end up dead?
Well, it's just breaking now that
Jesus
a lot of
Christ.
This stuff. But the same thing happened there that happened here. It was some guy who... The dumb autocrats... The bootlickers in the country think that some big daddy's going to kick the door in and make their world better.
Right. But the Philippines, they aren't like us.
What do you mean?
They weren't like us. I mean, they had like Imelda Marcos, the lady with all the shoes.
Well, yeah, they've had some batshit crazy stuff going
right.
on.
Right. This is our first batshit crazy person.
I mean, they're allegedly
a
threat to the democracy. But they're, you know, they're coming from... a younger kind of democracy, I guess.
Yeah.
But Marcos was elected.
Yes.
He was just corrupt as fuck.
Right.
The people are breathing a little bit of a sigh of relief, meanwhile.
Okay.
Over this new national security advisor, dude.
Oh, yeah. He's not a total lunatic.
Why? The
bar is so fucking low, man. I mean, really.
McMaster, Army Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster. Looks like someone from Central Casting, shaved head. And some people be saying that that's one of the things that probably attracted to Trump to him. You know, Trump is all big on the kind of stereotypical Central Casting looks. If he thinks you're a strong leader, if you look like a big, strong general, if you look good in a uniform, that's why he was pissed about Spicy. Spicy looking like a schlub.
With
in
the,
that
light suit?
The light gray, ill-fitting suit.
I mean, why didn't Spicy want to look better?
I don't think Spicy gives a shit.
Well, he's the fucking... He really should care, though. Don't you think?
But a lot of people are surprised because in an administration that doesn't seem to be big on questioning authority, that this guy McMaster is kind of known for that, that he's one of these. A lot of people within the Army were surprised that he made it to general because he's not afraid to speak truth to power. He's not a butt kisser. He's right. Not a suck up. He tells the truth.
Yeah.
Even if the people above him don't want to hear it.
And also probably like, who else is Trump going to pick? I mean,
Bolton was in the
really
Bolton was, oh, was in the almost got a rose, right? Wasn't he one of the top four?
Yeah.
Trump tweeted, we're down to four. We'll let you know after this commercial break.
Well, good for Trump. Hey, listen,
historically, this McMaster guy is anti-Russia, strong
shit.
On wants to be strong on Russia.
He's anti-Russia.
Yeah. They call him a military intellectual.
Ooh.
Whose ideas and policies have been shaped more by experience than by emotion.
Oh, well, that's good. That's really great.
This is might be the kind of person that we want in that job. Not like that lunatic, raging, frothing at the mouth, Muslim Russian bung licker.
Oh, yes.
That we got rid of, Flynn.
This is good news.
Well, you know, yeah.
I mean, I'll take it.
People on both sides of the aisle, most people that know, or everybody. I've heard nothing. Right. I've heard nothing negative said about this McMaster guy.
Not as scary as Flynn.
The opposite.
Okay.
Of scary.
Jeez.
But then it. Then you have to ask. Okay, is he going to have any pull? He can be as strong and bullheaded as he wants, but if you got Bannon whispering in Trump's ear, that's discrediting this guy. Because right. Bannon and Flynn,
yes,
were reach around buds.
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, they were both
jacked
reactionary.
Each other off
yeah,
all the time.
Whereas this guy, it sounds like might not be in the Bannon camp. So
right. he's not going to be intimidated by some apocalypticist Nazi.
Maybe this is a sign that
drunk.
It's going to be. A little sea hare less batshit
right.
in the White House. I'm not going to say things are normal or that they're bringing adults into the thing.
Yes.
But maybe it's just going to be a little bit less crazy.
I mean, is this guy going to let Trump nuke France?
I'm hoping no.
Okay.
Why would Trump want to nuke France?
You don't remember he said that?
Oh, to Chris Matthews. That's yeah. right. I never take anything off the table, and he said, you're gonna nuke Europe?
Right.
You're gonna drop nukes in Europe? And he said, never take anything off of the table. Which is so crazy.
Right.
And then he said, of course it's off the table, but you never take anything off of the table. Nikki Haley is out also, I guess, today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, I forgot. I forgot that
our
existed.
UN, yeah, our UN ambassador, she's also saying that... the U.S. is committed to Europe alliances. So we're running out telling the world, ignore what the yeah. orange man says.
It's going to be impossible for these people to do their fucking job. Is it true Nikki Haley wants to put the stars and bars up at the UN?
The flag? She took it down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did she? Is that what she's... Oh.
Yeah, she's a rhino now. They hate her.
Oh, shit.
Because she took it upon herself after Charleston.
Oh,
when
yeah.
those people got killed in that church.
Oh, gosh.
To,
well, that's nice.
She was the one who said, you know, we need to get rid of this.
Well, apologies to Nikki Haley. I didn't mean to fucking make
pissed
a
off,
joke.
Pissed off the real Republicans.
Oh,
the Patriots.
Mm.
The ones that love the stars and bars.
Boy,
heritage. So, yeah, well, I guess a little bit less stress involved. We'll see how much of influence he can have, though, this new guy, McMaster.
Right.
Who's, it's an important job.
Is he white?
The NSA. Of course.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect.
They finally got a Hispanic guy, though, with that Acosta.
Oh, shit.
With Acosta. We'll
right.
see if he gets confirmed.
Guys, we got one.
So, the Sovereign, we got a couple minutes left here in the big show only. Thanks for joining us this Tuesday.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
You'll know, you'll remember the sovereign state of North Carolina still embattled with the Christo Mullahs of the legislature there with their emergency legislation they passed protecting
yes.
little kids from rampaging cross-dressers in the bathrooms.
I'm going to be your penis checker this afternoon.
And they lost a lot of business. They lost some NCAA stuff. They're still fighting in the courts. Well, now, you know, a couple other states have been like jealous.
Oh, yes.
Well, you can't be nuttier Crystal Loons than us.
We want a penis checker.
Arkansas a couple other states. But Texas, notably, has, of course, started to...
They started
their own legislation, the Texas Privacy Act.
Hey, whip that shit out.
Marked as a priority for that lieutenant governor down there, Dan Patrick, that creepy former hate radio asswipe. Conservative Christian. Huh?
So the Privacy Act is a law that says people need to get their dicks checked.
It's similar to the one enacted last year in North Carolina that led to economic boycotts. The bathroom bill was bad for North Carolina.
Yeah.
Says a New York guy,
okay.
New York City comptroller Scott Stringer.
Right.
Says the bathroom bill was bad for North Carolina. It will be very bad for Texas. A group of global investors.
Globalists.
With $11 trillion. $11 trillion in managed assets.
God damn.
Have told the sovereign state, the Republic, the Lone Star Republic of Texas.
Yes.
That they had best not enact that legislation.
Oh, okay.
Because it's discriminatory and bad for business.
Fuck you. I won't check your dick anyway. I don't give a shit.
So a lot of these multinational investors are whipping out their wallets and saying, we're going to take our money out of your back-assward state.
Show me your dick.
If you try to do that shit.
Right.
And that is what has seemed to work in some of these states.
Right.
Hit them in the wallet. Indiana. It's the only reason Mike Pence backtracked on
that
he signed. Statewide survey by University of Texas, by the way, showed 54% of respondents believe Texans should use public restrooms based on their birth gender.
Right. Birth gender.
So 54% of people in Texas.
Oh, my God.
Are apparently don't have any transgender friends or any people that they care about. We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Coast. iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Leave us a good review, please.
Dick.
Buy shit through our Amazon portal, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Rand's going to be doing some comedy soon. Find out where or when. Go to his Instagram or his Twitter, at RatedRComedy. Go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vial on Twitter or Instagram, at Vial Experience. Oh, so freaking Vial.
And we're going to be back tomorrow, everybody. Have a great evening.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving.
Oh, this is on next. K-Voice, if you're listening live.
Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram, @crabdiving.